This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Oh, it's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. So I wanted to update you just because I was making kind of a big deal out of it last week. And people were so nice. And I was kind of freaked out about this. I'll be honest. About a week ago, my right eye just suddenly blurred out on me. Blurred out. Couldn't see anything except, you know, light and shapes and all that. And so I was really nervous because I didn't know what it could be that would crop up so fast. And so right at the end of the show, I said something just very spontaneously, and I don't know if I should have said it, but I got an emergency appointment Friday afternoon after the show, and I told people, because there were people who were very concerned about my eye, and they were calling the front desk and telling Donna that I had to get in or nothing else, go to an ER, because they were afraid that it was something really serious. And that started to, you know, scare me that it was something real serious. And so right at the end of the show, I said, okay, I'm going to go get this looked at, say a prayer for me, which I mean, I really do believe in the power of prayer. So I find out that a bunch of people actually were praying for me, which is very sweet. And my wife and I, we were looking for plants on Saturday for Mother's Day so we could all put them in pots on Sunday. And there was a lady there who, I don't know if I know people because they have masks on. And said, Dory, how's your eye? And I thought, well, that's very sweet. And then I was walking to the grocery store, and a lady two aisles away out in the parking lot goes, Dory, love your show. How's your eye? And that was very sweet. And it was just, it's very deeply appreciated because when you're doing a radio show, you are isolated in a radio studio. And it's not like, you know, the live theater where you get feedback immediately from your audience. And so it was very, very sweet. So on Friday, we were kind of kicking around what it might be. And Nicole and I had this little exchange. I can't live like this for another 8 days. I got to find somebody else now. And I really liked this guy. That was before I got the emergency appointment. I thought I could only get an appointment 8 days out, and I was going to be so neurotic by the end of those 8 days. I can't live like this for another 8 days. I got to find somebody else now. And I really liked this guy, but I got to find somebody else because it's horrible.
Well, is it noticeable when you're not looking at a screen or reading? It's noticeable when you're just looking at...
Yeah, no, my eye is completely... Like I even thought about putting a patch on. Do what?
I said maybe it's like cataract. Doesn't that do that?
I don't know. Doesn't that just happen to old people?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm certainly not eligible for that.
Never mind.
Qualify for that. Okay, so Nicole said cataracts. Nah, it's just for old people. That's a cataract. but here's what I...
I don't even need to say I told you to, though.
Here's what I thought I knew about cataracts, that they come on rather gradually. And you don't just go from zero to cataract and completely blurred out in an instant. And so I go in, and the doc says, I have some good news and I have some okay news. And I was thinking, crap. Good news was, because I had actually talked to myself since it happened so suddenly, and I'm not a hypochondriac. I'm really not. Nicole might disagree. But I'm not a hypochondriac.
Most of the time, you're not.
But I had kind of convinced myself that there was a possibility. Maybe I have a tumor that's pushing against my optic nerve. I mean, I was going down all sorts of horrible thought processes. And so, the doctor says, good news is, and she was talking about my total overall eye health and the vessels and everything. Everything looks great. She goes, now the okay news is you have a cataract. And she said, but, and I didn't realize this, she said, cataract surgery is the most commonly performed surgery in the United States. And I didn't know that, so that made me feel a little comfortable. But then I said, but how does it just happen? I thought it was somewhat gradual. And she said, it usually is. And she said, and you know, you're not taking steroids or anything. I'm like, no, I don't take steroids. And she said, oh, yeah, well, sometimes we've seen it happen suddenly if somebody's taking Flonase, something like that. And I go, you got to be kidding me. So about a year ago, I got this really persistent cough, which is really tough thing to have when you do what I do for a living. And I went and saw my doc, and he said, yeah, just take Flonase. For about a week, it'll clear you up. Okay, it did. Worked fantastic. So about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I got the same cough, seemed very similar. So I got some Flonase, and it cleared up after about a week. Same thing. But I didn't realize it's steroidal-based. And when she said, yeah, I mean, you're not taking Flonase or anything. And that's what I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, I just started taking it about a week ago. She said, oh, yeah. Sometimes steroids can cause a cataract to manifest itself very quickly. I'd never heard that. I didn't know that.
No, I think that will be news to our audience. I feel like that's a fairly common drug that people use, especially right now. Wow. But then, I mean, should we be scaring them out of using it?
No. Well, I don't know. I have no idea. Everybody be your own advocate.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not telling anybody to not use Flonase or anything. But then here's my latest source of angst. The place that got me in for an emergency, you have to do a surgical consult before they'll even schedule the surgery. And I said, let's go. Can I do the consult Monday? Ready to roll. Now, the first surgical consult availability is July 8th. And then I can schedule the surgery for, who knows, 1, 2, 3 weeks after that. I cannot be like this for another 2.5 months, because it's torturous to have one eye that's 20/20 and one eye that's completely blurred out. It annoys the heck out of me. So, I'm looking around now.
That seems ridiculous to make you wait that long when you can't see, because then your other eye starts to compensate. So your other eye changes. That's what, you know, your eyes try to compensate. So that seems weird.
Good for them that they're that busy. But yeah, no, I'm talking to some people, see if I can get it done earlier than July. I'm not waiting until July to get this done. So anyway, that's my little stuff. Because people were so sweet and were sending me very nice messages over the weekend, and I cannot tell you how sincerely and deeply appreciated that is. Because like I said, sometimes you feel a little bit isolated just talking into a microphone and not thinking about the person who's on the other side of the speaker listening. But when I hear from so many people and they're all being just so sweet and so nice, it's very deeply moving. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I thought you deserved an update since I was whining and complaining about this last week. So I'm going in for another surgery as soon as I can get this thing scheduled. Sick of surgeries. That's the thing. I was just so healthy till a couple years ago, too. And then, oh, my gosh. Brutal. It's brutal now. Getting old. really sucks. But it beats the alternative. There's only one way to avoid getting old, and that is not preferable. So I just got to deal with it. And I am. I'm dealing with it as best I can. All right, let's get into the Fastest 15. The city of Seattle. This sounds like a really great investment that the city of Seattle has made. They've decided that they need to get some what they call hygiene stations around the city. So they decided to put 63 sinks around the city. You're probably wondering, how long does that take and how much does it cost? Well, they budgeted for 63 sinks 5 months ago, gave the green light 5 months ago. No sinks have been built, and they say they've already spent on the planning of these sinks $100,000 for 63 sinks. Around the city. And I'll say it again. I'm not the handiest fella in the world. But if I went and got my buddy Don McFerrin, who is the handiest person in the world, and I'm just his worker bee, Don and I could get 63 sinks put around the city in 2 weeks, and it wouldn't cost more than 10 grand. Government is bloated. I've told you, we could get rid of two-thirds of city government. And nobody would notice anything negative except the people who lose their jobs. But you'll get jobs in the private sector. You'll be fine. Also, in the Fastest 15, we have controversy now at the Kentucky Derby, which had a thrilling finish.
The quality on the far outside. The four of them heading to the finish in the Kentucky Derby. Here's the wire. Bob Baffert does it again.
Medina Spirit, it's spelled like our East Side community, Medina, but it's Medina Spirit. Bob Baffert has won more Kentucky Derbies than any other trainer, but were they cheating? It was revealed over the weekend that Medina Spirit tested positive for an excessive amount of steroids. Hey, we got a theme! For the Fastest 15, steroids blew out my right eye, and steroids are blowing out the Kentucky Derby. So they may strip the Kentucky Derby title from Medina Spirit. Bob Baffert, he says this is just a witch hunt against him.
Are you adamant that it did not happen?
Oh, this did not happen. That horse has never been treated with that, and it's a legal therapeutic medicine, and the amount that was in it wouldn't have any effect on the horse anyway, but that horse was never treated with that, and so that's the disturbing part of it. But I cannot believe I never thought I'd have to be fighting for my reputation and this poor horse's reputation because of the new regulations the regulators have put. They're testing these horses at contaminated levels, and It's been a horrible experience.
So, Bob, just at the beginning of that answer, you were about to say it did not happen? Is that what you were about to say?
It did not happen, and that's the really seriously troubling part of it. And I'm hiring investigators, but sometimes you never find out, and it's just a tragedy what's happening in this race.
Well, President Donald Trump, he has set up a new social media channel, and he decided to tweet about the Kentucky Derby drug scandal. And the tweet he sent out yesterday from the desk of President Trump. So now even our Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, is a junkie. This is emblematic of what's happening to our country. The whole world is laughing at us as we go to hell on our borders, our fake presidential election, and everywhere else. So, I guess a Kentucky Derby winner being too hopped up on goofballs could only happen in Biden's America. All right, next up in the Fastest 15. Oh, Mickey Mouse has gone woke. I talked about this a little bit last week because I loved the one time I went to Disneyland as a child. It's beautiful, magical. I loved the few times now that my wife and I have taken our daughters to Disneyland because you see the Magic Kingdom through their eyes. And even as an adult, we were in our 30s, I think one time in our 40s, when we took our kids to Disneyland, one time Disney World. And you see it through their eyes, and it makes you, the parent, a kid again. I was thinking it'd be fun someday, whenever God blesses me with grandchildren, it'd be fun to take grandkids to Disneyland. But I don't know if I want to go anymore. Disneyland has gone full woke. I told you about how protesters are complaining about the kiss of Snow White because it is an unwanted kiss. She couldn't give consent to Prince Charming before he kissed her. Yeah, he brought her back to consciousness. That doesn't matter to the woke is everything crowd. Also, Disney has announced a racial program for employees. They're going to be teaching them anti-racism. One is called Allyship for Race Consciousness. The company tells employees that they must take ownership of educating themselves about structural anti-black racism and that they should not rely on their black colleagues to educate them because it's emotionally taxing for their black colleagues. Disney writes in the document, the United States has a long history of systemic racism and transphobia. White employees in particular must work through feelings of guilt, shame, and defensiveness to understand what is beneath them and what needs to be healed. Disney recommends that employees atone by challenging colorblind ideologies and rhetoric such as all lives matter and saying, I don't see color, and they must listen with empathy to their black colleagues and must never question or debate black colleagues' lived experience. This is Disney's directive to white employees. They said, forget about equality, focus on equity, where everything's the same. Everybody gets the same. No matter how hard you work, equity is about everybody gets an equal outcome. The hardest worker and the laziest worker. Equality is about everyone gets the same opportunity and the hardest worker is going to do much better than the laziest worker. Equity is about, no, everybody gets the same no matter how hard they work. Disney has gone ridiculous. Now I got to find a non-woke theme park, crying out loud. All right, all of that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Stories, Fastest 15.
Give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Okay, coming up next, I have as blatant an example as I've had in weeks or months about how unbelievably biased some media is, and in fact, how they are trying to create storylines to support Joe Biden and the Democrats, storylines that aren't even remotely true. Wait until you hear this audio, coming up next on the Dory Monson Show. If you want a glaring example of how biased some media is, on Friday, the Biden administration announced the latest jobs numbers. And they were expecting that they were going to be pretty good. And in fact, as Good Morning America went on the air on the East Coast at 7 a.m. Friday, Michael Strahan and others, they were talking just glowingly, enthusiastically. They were talking about how fantastic the job numbers that were going to be released 90 minutes from now. They were talking about how absolutely fantastic they were going to be.
Now to the American economy, possibly turning a corner. Weekly jobless claims falling to the lowest level since last March as the latest monthly jobs report comes out this morning, bringing more positive signs with it. Rebecca Jarvis has more this morning. Good morning, Rebecca.
Okay, so you have Michael Strahan. You have a reporter who's going to say the same thing. Yeah, when these numbers come out in 90 minutes, they are going to be through the roof. Fantastic.
Good morning to you, Michael. Yeah, and that's why it's positive, because we're seeing layoffs starting to really fall here. And we're just an hour away from the official U.S. jobs report for the month of April, where economists believe that the economy added 1 million jobs. That would be the strong.
Oh, right there. They believe the economy this last month added 1 million jobs. And she was starting to say that would be the strongest
month of job recovery since August last year.
Ooh, that's huge. So the numbers that are going to be released in an hour will show the strongest job recovery since August of last year. In other words, Joe Biden is getting it done for America.
That would also be the fourth consecutive month where we have seen these gains, and in particular gains in areas like leisure and hospitality, bars, restaurants, putting people back to work as many places reopen fully from the pandemic. Still in that leisure and hospitality area.
Okay. So anyway, that's all you need to hear. Michael Strahan, the NBC or the ABC network reporter, they were just giddy. Because 1 hour from now, we're going to get the best job numbers, and it's going to show how great our guy, the guy that we anointed to the White House, Joe Biden, it's going to show how great, great, great Joe is doing. Now, there was one slight little problem. All of the numbers that they were projecting, all of the enthusiasm that they were displaying, it was all made up. So 1 hour later, on CNBC, they actually live, while they were on the air with the panel, they got the job numbers. How fantastic were they? Here's CNBC an hour after that Good Morning America report.
Let's get to Steve, because he's got the number. It's okay, good, 1.08. Steve, the number.
Wow, it just came across. Give me a second here. We have the number here. Just came across.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about We're that. Talking. It came across very quickly here.
Yeah, we know. It just came across. But how fantastic is it? How great is Joe doing here?
It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266. But maybe I have that wrong. Let me double check the Bureau website here. 1 second.
He's thinking, well, that must be a typo. There's no way that the Biden administration could be doing that crappy when it comes to creating jobs. I mean, Michael Strahan an hour ago told us that celebrate good times. What's going on here?
Yes, 266 is correct. Unemployment changed little change of 6.1%.
Whoa. Good Morning America told us it was going to be more than 1 million new jobs created. Now we find out the truth is it was only 25% of that. Again, Michael Strahan.
Now to the American economy, possibly turning a corner. Weekly jobless claims falling to the lowest level since last March as the latest monthly jobs report comes out this morning.
Well, where did you get that? That was all a lie. It was actually a horrible jobs report. But you wanted to tell your viewers right at the beginning of Good Morning America that Joe's doing great. We picked him. We hid him from the public throughout the campaign. We put him in the White House, and now he's doing great, which means we're doing great. The American media, look at who we picked for you. Now, here's what's even more shocking. When Good Morning America got the actual numbers, because the Strahan thing was in the 7 o'clock block Eastern time, at 8:30 Eastern, they got the actual horrible numbers. Did they come on and did they say, hey, we were wrong with what we said at the top of the show? We told you the jobs numbers were going to be fantastic. Turns out they're awful. Did they? No. Good Morning America didn't mention the job numbers after having lied about them at the beginning of the show. So the lie persists. The truth just gets lost in the ether. And that is, can you imagine if Trump's economy, which was fantastic until COVID hit, lowest unemployment, record wage growth at all levels, including the middle class, working class? Can you imagine if Trump had had a horrible jobs report? That would have been the lead story on every network. Well, they decided to bury it when it was Joe Biden, even when it was necessary to correct the lie they told at the beginning of the broadcast. And that's why I say, you better double check everything you are hearing in the news media these days. And you better go to sources you know you can trust. Again, which is why we have record numbers here on the Dory Monson Show. You know you can trust me. All right, quick time out. Lots more. We'll even tell you what Joe Biden said about this disastrous economy that his administration is creating. Next on the Dory Monson Show. Said, you just heard really stunning audio of Good Morning America making up how things are going to be, ignoring the same story when things didn't turn out the way they said. CNBC thought it was a typo because the job numbers were so bad. But this is what happens when you do what the Biden administration has done. They have, and I've talked about this a lot, to achieve socialism, you must create a nation of deadbeats. And what's happened is, we've talked about this with lots of business owners. Business owners cannot find workers for decent paying middle class jobs because the government is sending out checks to everybody. It's too much. It's been going on for too long. But a lot of people are realizing, well, I can collect $57,000 a year on unemployment between my state unemployment and what the federal government is sending out. I can get, you know, into the $50,000 a year mark. Why would I work for less than $50,000 a year? And so you have successfully created that nation of deadbeats because this is not sustainable. But you have a lot of people who, and you know, nothing instills pride in people like a great job. And that's why before COVID hit, as we had the lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanics and Asians and women in America, lowest ever, we had a country that was prideful because people were working. But now we're getting back to the welfare mentality because we're sending out too much money. I'm all for a safety net for people whose lives have been destroyed by the COVID economy, but I'm not for sending out checks to as many people as they are and that creates such slothfulness. Joe Biden, he disagrees. He says, no, people who could be working, they're not staying on unemployment.
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that. That is a major factor.
Okay, wait. What do you mean you don't see much evidence of that? Every economist, every major media outlet, they all told us that your administration was going to create more than a million, or will have already created more than a million new jobs last month. The number turned out to be 25% of what everyone projected. What do you mean you don't see much evidence of that? The job numbers on Friday are the purest evidence of that. People would rather collect unemployment than work for their money. A lot of people, a sad number of people, would rather collect unemployment. You go,
Jeff. We don't see that. Look, it's easy to say the line has been, because of the generous unemployment benefits, that it's a major factor in labor shortages. Americans want to work. Americans want to work. As my dad used to say, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity, your place in the community, being able to look your kid in the eye and say everything's going to be okay.
Okay, that's all fine and dandy, except reality contradicts everything that Joe Biden has to say.
First, today we're opening a portal for state and local governments to apply for the first funds from the American Rescue Plan. Because states and local governments have to balance their budgets, a lot of them had to lay off employees when the economy state employees and local employees, when the economy slowed and tax revenues fell. We're talking about 1.3 million state and local employees out of work. Now, the money we're distributing, going to be distributing now, is going to make it possible for an awful lot of educators, first responders, sanitation workers.
Okay, it just drones on and on. He's created a deadbeat economy, and that's very sad for America. Okay, check the news for you, and then Big Lead of 2 coming up next.